Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Dalet. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas Leon Frank, Aryeh Mordechai Ben Avraham. All the Nishans we learn for Shanaf and Aliyah from our learning. We pick up in the Gemara about 7-8 lines down from the top on Dalet Omud Aleph. Yesterday in the shiur we had said, who is the author of our Mishnah? It obviously had to be somebody that holds that you have to say Befonai Nechta, Befonai Nechtam, so you must hold that there is an obligation for both Ksiva as well as Chasima that it should be done. So we couldn't find the Tana that held like that. We had the opinion first of Rav Meir, who holds that only the Chasima was required. We had the opinion of Rav Eliezer that only the Ksiva was required. And therefore, who was the author of Mishnah? We ultimately forced the answer that it could be Rabbi Elazar. Now, the Mora today starts off Rav Ashi Amar another teretz, a very simple teretz as to who the author of Mishnah is. The Mora is going to ask such simple teretz. Why didn't you say this yesterday? Why are we going through the whole shock of Atari in the second half of yesterday's shir to try to force the Gemara to say that the Mishnah could be authored by Rabbi Elazar? So Rav Ashi Amar, 7 lines on the top, Dalet Amud Aleph, Hamani, who's the author of Mishnah? It's actually another opinion. We haven't discussed this opinion yet. Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, because we learned in a Mishnah, this is a Mishnah that we'll see on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah there tells us, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda posel, Rabbi Yehuda says that a get is no good unless achete ksivaso, v'chasimaso, v'tolush. We had discussed yesterday that you can't have anything separating between the get being signed, according to Rav Meir, and the get actually being given. But according to Rav Meir, no problem if you wrote the get while it was attached to a papyrus, let's say that was attached to the ground, and then you detached it, and then you signed it, that wasn't a problem. That was Rav Meir's sheet from yesterday. Rav Ashi says, no, you're not allowed to go and have any interruption between the writing of the get and the giving the get. In other words, it had to be detached before you went and wrote on it. So therefore, Yehuda is posel unless achete ksivaso v'chasimaso betolush. Both the writing as well as the signing has to be on the detached piece of papyrus, the thing that you're detaching from the ground. Oh, clearly, Rabbi Yehuda holds that both the ksiva and the chasima are essential. Oh, that's the author of our Mishnah. Straightforward, Rabbi Yehuda is the author of our Mishnah. Now, this was such a simple teretz, the Gemara says, Umeikara. Originally, when we tried to force the Mishnah to be like Rav Meir, we tried to force the Mishnah to be like Rabbi Elazar, my time, Allah Mukminan, law curviewed. Why don't we just start off right away and say the answer to the question, who's the author of our Mishnah? It's that it's Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, Mahadrinan, Rav Meir, we tried to make the Mishnah be the authorship by Rav Meir because we have a rule, the Stam Masnisin Rabbi Meir. We have a rule that is true in almost all cases, that a Stam Mishnah, an unattributed Mishnah that is found, is usually authored by Rav Meir. Stam Mishnah, Rav Meir. And therefore, we wanted to try to make our Stam Mishnah to be Rav Meir. No, we weren't able to do so, so obviously that can't be correct. Then we tried to make the Mishnah Madrinan a Rabbi Elazar. We wanted our Mishnah to be like the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, which we were able to do. And the reason why we pushed to say that the Mishnah could be authored by Rabbi Elazar is because the Kaimalon Hilchosu Kavasei Begitin, as we're going to see later in the Masechta, all the way towards the end of the Masechta, on Daf Pei Vov Amud Beis, as Rashi brings down, Beha Milsa, the below Edim Chasum Kosher, that will be a discussion, which we've already alluded to a little bit, but when there are no Edim on the Shtar itself, on the Get itself, and there are Ede Mesira, so Rabbi Elazar's opinion is Ede Mesira Karsi, the Edim who are there at the time of the giving it, substantiate the get, even though there are no signatures on the get itself. And this is how we paskin, Mahachi Mukminan, the Perek Basran, the last Perek on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. So therefore, since we paskin like Rabbi Elazar, so we wanted to see if our Mishnah could be like Rabbi Elazar. Oh, and we were able to make the Mishnah be like Rabbi Elazar. Albeit the simple teretz that our Mishnah could also be authored by Rabbi Yehuda, that certainly is correct as well. Okay. Now the Gemara goes and says, maybe the machlokes we have between Rabbah, who says that Lefi She'ein Bakin Lishma, versus Rabbah, who says Lefi She'ein Edim Mitsuyin Lekaimo, that machlokes we've been discussing now for the last 2 days, since the beginning of the Masechta. So the Gemara says, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, it said, Rabban Gamliel Omer, that in addition to the Tanakama saying that you have to have, if you're coming from the Bedina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael, you have to say before nechta, before nechtam. Rabbi Gamliel said, even af hanevi min horekem umin hacheger. We said these are two cities that are close to Eretz Yisrael. They're not part of Eretz Yisrael, but they're border towns. They're very close to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Gamliel's opinion is that you also have to say Befarei Nechtam, even coming from these close cities. Now, that implies that the Tanna Kamma did not feel it was necessary to say Befarei Nechtam, when you came from Rechem or Cheger, from these close cities. Then Rabbi Eliezer adds on one more situation to that which Rabbi Gamliel said. Rabbi Eliezer says, even afilu mikfar ludim lelud, even if you're coming from places that are so close together to Eretz Yisrael, from kfar ludim to lud, so you also have to say Befarei Nechtam. Now, so we have these three opinions. The Tanna Kamma, who didn't require you to say it from Rechem to Cheger, whereas Rabbi Gamliel did, and then you have Rabbi Eliezer, who required it to be said even from kfar ludim to lud, whereas Rabbi Gamliel, as well as the Tanna Kamma, did not require you to say it from kfar ludim to lud. So what's going on over here with these three opinions? Rabbi said, let us say that this exactly is the machlokis over here between Rabba and Rava. B'ayaros ha-smuchos l'Eretz Yisrael u'muvlos b'tchum Eretz Yisrael askinan. That the difference between these opinions is how do we view those cities that are either very close to Eretz Yisrael or actually, so to say, swallowed up by Eretz Yisrael, meaning to the left, to the right of them, it's Eretz Yisrael, but where they are, it's not Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the border wasn't a straight border. The border was a jagged border, would go in and out. So you have cities that are near Eretz Yisrael, then you have cities that are almost enveloped by Eretz Yisrael but aren't Eretz Yisrael themselves. And in this situation, we now can understand this three way machlokes between the Tanna Kamma, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Eliezer. The Omar Rabba Bar Chana, he said, Lididi, I myself, Chazili Hau Asra, this Kfar Ludim to Lud, how far away it was, very, very close. Vahave Kimibe Kuve Lipumbadisa. It was as close as these two cities in Babel that they knew, so they certainly understood that it was the distance between Bay Kuve to Pumbadisa, which is a very, very close distance. And that implies, as we just pointed out, Miklal the Tanna Kamma Savar, Hani Lo Tzorach. The Tanna Kamma's opinion is not like Rabbi Gamliel, is not like Rabbi Eliezer. He would say from either the border cities or from the cities that are, so to say, swallowed up by Eretz Yisrael all around them. So they do not have to, according to the Tanna Kamma, say Befarei Nechtam. And now we can understand what's this three-way machlokas all about. My lab b'hokam ivliyis. We want to suggest that this is our machlokas over here between Rabba and Rava on a Tannaic level, because the Tanna Kamma holds the Ma'ar Savar Lefish Ein Bekim Lishma. He holds Rabba's understanding that the people in Chutz La'aretz aren't Bekim. Oh, that's the people way out in Chutz La'aretz. However, those border cities, and certainly those cities that are enveloped on both sides by Eretz Yisrael, so therefore, those border cities are Vahani Gemiri. They are, in fact, knowledgeable. So therefore, they don't have the status of Chutz La'aretz, even though they are Chutz La'aretz. But if the reasoning is, Lefish Ein Bekin Lishma, so those nearby cities are Bekin Lishma. And therefore, Rabba would say, you don't have to say for those places because they are Bekin Lishma. That's the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Umar Savar, the next opinion, Rabbi Gamliel's opinion, Lefisha Ein Edim Mitsuyim Lekaimu, he holds like Rava. It says the reason why you need to have the witness come and say Befarei Nechtam, is because the people won't be able to authenticate the shtar because the travel between those places isn't a lot. And therefore, the border over here, even though it's nearby, closes off those nearby cities from being considered part of Eretz Yisrael. There's not a lot of travel outside the country. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel, the second opinion, says, no, I hold like Rava. Rava is this opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. And that's why those border cities, even though they're very close to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi says they're Bekin, so they don't have to say it. Rava says there's not a lot of travel between them. You won't be able to authenticate the Edim that are written in the get itself. And therefore, these two are different opinions. And it's not common for them to be able to travel back and forth from even though these closed cities, because you have to cross the border. The border is closed. And therefore, let us say that the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Gamliel are arguing exactly the machlokas of Rabba and Rava. So Rabba and Rava don't want to be locked into saying, Rabba, oh, I'm only like the Tanna Kamma, but I'm not like Rabbi Gamliel. And Rava doesn't want to say, I'm only like Rabbi Gamliel, I'm not like the Tanna Kamma. And the Gemara says, lo, no. Each of them goes and explains how both opinions could be like them. Rabba will explain that Rabbi Gamliel could even hold like him, so too Rabbi Eliezer could hold like him, Lefish Ein Bekim Lishma, and Rabba will say, no, they both hold like me, Lefish Ein Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimo. Let's understand the first Rabba. Rabba Metaris Letamei, Rabba would explain this three-way machlokas in the following fashion. The Kuli Am Lefish Ein Bekim Lishma. Everybody, the Tanna Kamma, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, all hold that the reason you say Befarei Nechtam is because Ein Bekim Lishma. And what then are they arguing about? This is what they're arguing about. The Tanakhama, Sovar, the Tanakhama's opinion is as follows. Hane, those people that are close to Eretz Yisrael, the border towns, the smuchos, they're right next to Eretz Yisrael, Migbar Kmire. They are knowledgeable. There is education, so to say, in the border cities. They're also knowledgeable about Tivgitin. They know how to make a get, and therefore they know that it has to be done. Lishma. And therefore, it's not necessary, according to the Tanakhama, in those border cities, because they're all Bekiyin, so to say, Befoni Nechta, Befoni Nechta. On the other hand, the author, Rabbi Gamliel, Lemeimar, Rabbi Gamliel comes along and says, no, that is true, Muvlos Gemire, the people that are, so to say, the cities that are swallowed up to the left and to the right of them is Eretz Yisrael, and they're technically an area that's Chutz Laretz, but since everybody around them is Bekiyin Lishma, so they also are Bekiyin Lishma. But the cities that are outside, so to say, the line of Eretz Yisrael, so they are not Bekiyin Lishma, Smuchos Lo Gemira. But everybody agrees, the Tanakhama and Rabbi Gamliel agree, that the critical factor is, are they Bekiyin Lishma? So it's a machlokes on the Metzias. The Tanakhama holds that the border cities are Bekiyin Lishma. Rabbi Gamliel says, the border cities are not, but the swallowed up cities, Muvlain, those cities that are, so to say, physically within Eretz Yisrael, albeit they're technically outside the border, because to the left and the right of them is Eretz Yisrael, but they're in a pocket, so to say, that's not Eretz Yisrael, because it's not a straight line. So those Muvlain cities are Gemire, they do know Bekiyin Lishma, but the border cities don't. And then, why doesn't Rabbi Lezer, if he agrees that you need Bekiyin Lishma, and everybody says that the Muvlos are Gemire, so why does Rabbi Eliezer require the Muvlos to say that Befonei Nichta, Befonei Nechtam as well? For also Rabbi Eliezer, Lemeimar, Muvlos Namilo, as well as the border cities, but the swallowed up cities as well. Everybody has to say Befonei Nechta, Befonei Nechtam, Shelo Tachlo, Bimedino Sayam. So we shouldn't make any differences between the different cities in Medina Sayam. The answer is, outside Eretz Yisrael, however outside you are, whether you're swallowed up outside Eretz Yisrael, near Eretz Yisrael, or far away, or Medina Sayyam had to say, Befonei Nechtab, Befonei Nechtab. And that is how Rabbah would say this machlokis is all the three-way machlokis of these Tanoim. Hanakam, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, all fit within the Shita of Rabbah, Lefi She'en Bekiyin Lishma. Rabbah says, me too. Rabbah Mitaritz L'Taymei says, I also can fit all three of these Tanoim into my interpretation. Dukulei Alma, all three of these Tanoim, Hanakam, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, all hold Lefi She'en Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimo. That's why you have to say Befonei Nechta, Befonei Nechta. The Tanakhama, Sovar, Hani, Kivan, Dismuchos, Mishkach, Shlichi. The Tanakhama says only faraway places don't have the caravans coming. But the border cities, and certainly the swallowed up cities, they do have the caravans coming. They are going to be people that will be able to be Mekayim the Get. And therefore, only faraway places, Ein Mitzuyim, Lekaimo, but the border cities, and certainly the swallowed up cities, Kivan, Dismuchos, Mishkach, Shlichi. You are going to have caravans, you're going to have people knowing, and therefore they don't have to say Befonei Nechta, Befonei Nechta, according to the Tanakhama. On the other hand, you also have Galil Meimar, Muvlo Shlichi, Smuchos Lo Shlichi. He says, it depends. If they're close by, still they're not a lot of caravans. It's only the swallowed up ones that basically, wherever they go, left or right, or further into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be people constantly traveling. And therefore, the Muvlos, they are going to have the caravans. They're going to have lots of opportunity. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel says, only the Muvlos don't have a concern of Ein Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimo, but the Smuchos still. And again, along comes Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, we have to have one sheet across the board. I agree with you, Rabbi Gamliel, in terms of your Metzias, but if you also, Rabbi Eliezer, Lemeimar, Muvlos Namilo, Shelo Tachlok B'Medina Sayam. We have to have one din for all the Medina Sayam. So Gamliel says, even though there are differences between the border cities and the Muvlos, and certainly the faraway cities, nevertheless, we have one din across the board. So therefore, Rav also says all three of these Tanoim hold like me, Lefi She'ein Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimo. Gemara says, we learned in our Mishnah, Tanan, the Chachamim Omrim, then we had the opinion of the Chachamim, which sounded an awful lot like the Tanakhama. The Chachamim said, Eino Tzorech She'yomar Befonei Nechta Befonei Nechtam, Ela Hamevi Mimedina Sayam V'amolech. He says, you only have to say, Befonei Nechta Befonei Nechtam, if you're coming from Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael, or if you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz. But that's not exactly what the Tanakhama said. Michlal, we see from here, the implication is the Tanakhama Sovar Molech Lo Tzorich. That if you're coming in, maybe, yeah, the Tanakhama and the Chacham agree that if you're coming from Chutz Loretz Teretz So, you got to say Befonei Nechta, Befonei Nechtam. But the Tanakhama disagrees with the Chachamim And the Tanna Kamma says, Molech lo tzarech. If you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, the messenger doesn't have to say, Bifonei Nechtam, Bifonei Nechtam. But the implication is, the Chachamim would say that Molech also, whether you're Mevi or Molech, it says, Beferish, the Chachamim say, you have to say, Bifonei Nechtam, Bifonei Nechtam. So this is how we're suggesting there's a machlokas between the Tanna Kamma and the Chacham. They sound alike. Both say you have to say b'fani nechtam when you're coming from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. The machlokas is when you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, the Tanna Kamma says you don't have to say b'fani nechtam, the Chacham do. Now, what do they argue about? My lab ha'kamitli. Let us say that this is exactly what they're arguing about. The Ma'ar Sovar, like Rabbah, l'fi she'ein b'kiyim l'shma. The Tanna Kamma holds like Rabbah also that ein b'kiyim l'shma. And therefore, when you're coming from Chutz La'aretz Eretz Yisrael, where they're not Bekim, you have to say, Bifonei Nechtam, Bifonei Nechtam. You turn to Dalal and Beis, Bahani Gemiri, because the people in Eretz Yisrael are knowledgeable, you don't have to say it for them. And therefore, when you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, you don't have to say Bifonei Nechtam, because we know that they're knowledgeable. As opposed to Umar Sovar, he holds like Rava. The opinion of the Chachamim is, She'ein Eidim Mitzrim L'kaimo. You don't have witnesses going from one place, Chutz Laretz, to Eretz Yisrael, and you likewise don't have Edom going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. And therefore, the Chachamim's opinion is, going from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael is no different than going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. You don't have caravans going back and forth. You're not going to have people to authenticate the Edom in the Shtar. And if the husband comes and says, that's a falsified document, you won't be able to prove that it's not. And therefore, the Chachamim say, whether you're coming from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael or going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, because Lafisha ain Eidim Mitsuyim Likaimo, so therefore you gotta say Bifoni Nechtam, Bifoni Nechtam, both directions. So this machlokas between the Tanna Kamma, who holds like Rabba, and the Chachamim, who hold like Rava, is exactly our machlokas. So the Gemara says, no, again, Rabba Mitaris Tamei, the Rava Mitaris Tamei. Each of them, Rabba says, no, I want the Tanna Kamma and the Chachamim, they can hold like my Shita. And Rava says, both the Tanna Kamma and the Chachamim can hold like my Shita. Again, how do you interpret this? So Rabba Mitaris Tamei, Rabba says, both of them hold the Kuli Am Lefish Ein Bekin Lishma. That both the Chachamim as well as the Tanna Kamma hold that the reason why you say Bifoni Nechtam is because the Lefish Ein Bekin Lishma. Now, V'hocha B'gzeiras Molech or Tumevi Komifligi. They're arguing about, do you make a Gzeira one to the other? Since everybody agrees that Michutz Laretz Eretz Yisrael, you have to say Bifoni Nechtam, Bifoni Nechtam, do we or do we not make a Gzeira that the other way you also should have to say Bifoni Nechtam, Bifoni Nechtam? The Tanna Kamma Savra Lo Gazrina Molech or Tumevi. The Rabbanim Basrei Savra Gazrina Molech or Tumevi. That's the Machlokas. We all hold Ein Bekin Lishma is the reason. But do we or do we not make a Gzeira? The Tanna Kamma says we don't make a Gzeira just in Mevi, but not in Molech. Whereas the Chachamim, the latter opinion, the Chachamim Basrei, they hold that no, Gazrin and Molech are to Mevi. That's how Rabbi says they both hold like him. Similarly, the Rabbi Matar said today, Rabbi says they both hold like me, the Kuliyama, the Fisha ain't Edom Mitzrim Lekaimo, because the caravans don't go and there aren't going to be Edom to authenticate it. And in fact, there is no machlokas between the Tanna Kamma and the Chachamim. The Chachamim Basrei are just coming to interpret the Tanna Kamma. When the Tanna Kamma said that when you're going from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, you must say Bifonei Nechtam, Bifonei Nechtam, they didn't mean to exclude the other way. They meant Rabbanim Basrei Lifarushe Taimi the Tanna Kamma Hudiyasu. They were saying that the Tanna Kamma also would say that when you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, you have to say because Lefisha Ein Mitzrim Lekaimo. And therefore, there is no difference between these two opinions. They're just explaining a little bit further about the Tanna Kamma Shita. And the Tanna Kamma would agree with them 100% that Bifonei Nechtam, Bifonei Nechtam, he said whether you're going from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael or from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, because Lefish Ein Eidim Mitzrim Lekaimo applies in both situations. So no machlokas according to Rava between the Tanna Kamma and the Chacham. Now the Gemara says we learned in our Mishnah Tanan. We said Hamevi get me Medina leMedina b'Medina Sayam. It specifically said that if you're bringing it from one state to another state in Chutz Laretz, you're bringing it from New York to Philadelphia, you're bringing it from Germany to France, you're bringing it from one place to another place, bedafka b'medina sayam, there, tzorich lomar, b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam. You have to say it even there, b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam. Implication being, however, ha ba'osa medina b'medina sayam, if you're in the same medina in medina sayam, if you're in France, and you're going to another place in France, you're in Germany, going to another place in Germany,
or as I said before, if you're going from New York to Philadelphia, it's all within the same Medina. So therefore, Haba Osa Medina, Medina Sayyam, Lo Tzarech. Now, who does that go in accord with? They are still not Bekiyim Lishma, so it's a problem for Rabbah. According to Rava, it makes sense. The whole idea is because Lefisha Ain Eidim Mitzvim Lekaimo, well, in the same Medina, that's not a problem. There's a lot of travel in the same Medina, and therefore you'll have Eidim Mitzvim Lekaimo, and that's why you don't have to say, according to Rava, Befoni Nechtam, from the implication that we only require you to do that Mi Medina Le Medina, Medina Sayyam. So, implication being, Hoba Osa Medina, Be Medina Sayyam, Lo Tzarech. So, L'Rava Nicha, however, L'Rava Kasha. But according to Rabbit, the whole reason is because L'Fish Ein Bekiyim Lishma, well, they're just as Ein Bekiyim Lishma in the same Medinas, they are in different Medinas. So, Kasha and Rabba from our Mishnah. So, Rabba would say your implication was wrong. When you said, Hamevi Medina 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 Sayyam, implication being, Hob Osa Medina Medina Sayyam, Lo Tzarech, that's wrong. Don't say that implication. Lo Tema, Hob Osa Medina Medina Sayyam, Lo Tzarech. Don't say that was the implication. No, when it said Hamevi get Medina 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 Sayyam, as opposed to what Elohim, as opposed to Medina Medina Beretz Yisrael Lo Tzarech. The implication is when you're going from one country to another country in Medina Sayyam, so there you got to say Befoni Nechtam. But if you're going from one Medina in Eretz Yisrael to another Medina, you're going from Yehuda to the Galil Lo Tzarech. Oh, that's the implication that you have to make, and not Haba Osa Medina Medina Sayyam Lo Tzarech. Where it says, but that's not an implication. That was said beferish in the Mishnah. Ha behedrik toni lo, ha mevi get beretz Yisrael, eino tzorech lomar b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam. It says beferish in the Mishnah, that if you're going from the Yehuda to the Galil, you don't have to say b'fonei nechtam. So why do I need an implication of ha mevi get Medina to Medina, Medina Sayyam? The implication is, as opposed to Medina, Medina, Beretz Yisrael, Lotzorech. It says beferish, Medina, Beretz Yisrael, Lotzorech. So, how can Rabbi answer that? So Mordechai says, yes, it's a good answer that Rabbi gave us. Because Imehi, if we only had it from this latter statement that it said, Medina, Be'eretz Yisrael, you don't have to, I would have said, Havamina Hanimila Di'eved. That's only Bidi'eved, after the fact. So after the fact, okay, the guy went from Yehuda to Galilee, he didn't say funny nothing, we accept it. Because the real reason is that we are concerned only about Bekiyim Lishma. However, we should have to say it in Medina, in Eretz Yisrael. You should say it l'chachil, b'fonei nechtam, k'mashalom. No, that we don't have to, because the real reasoning is because of whether they are b'ki and l'shma, and they are b'ki and l'shma, so even l'chachilah, in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to go and say it. That's what the implication is needed to teach us, and not to teach us the implication that b'medina sayam, in the same state, lo tzarech. Ah, so therefore, Rabbah can explain the Mishnah according to his Shita. Now we'll flip this around and say, everything is going to go into Rabbah, and the kash is on Rabbah. Why is that? Because the Ika, the Mosiv Lohachi, because you could flip it around and say the implication, like Rabbah just said the implication, that's the implication. Therefore, it's a kasha on Rava, and it's good according to Rabbah. If you want to tell me the implication is as follows, Ha'am Medina, Medina Beretz Yisrael, Lo Tzarech. The implication from saying that Medina, Medina, the Medina Sayyam is Tzarech, the implication is Medina, Eretz Yisrael, is Lo Tzarech, exactly like Rabbah. Oh, L'Rabbah Nicha, but now L'Rabbah Kasha, because according to Rava, the caravans don't go. And therefore, L'Fish Ein Mekiyin, Eidim L'Kaimo is a problem. So how come it's not a problem? So it says, no. Again, don't say the implication like you said. Say the implication like we originally do. Lo, temo, mi medina, medina, beretz Yisrael, lo, tzarech. Don't say that that's the implication. Elaima, say the implication is that while medina, li medina, bechutz laretz, mi medina, sayam, you do have to say it, but the implication is, Elaima, haba osu medina, medina, sayam, lo, tzarech, because the caravans are frequent and there'll be edim mitsuyan, lekaimo. So Mor again questions this and says, no, your implication, Avo mi Medina, le Medina, Beretz Yisrael, my, what's the halacha? Tzarech? Is that really true? So then, if that were the case, then why did you throw in that mi Medina, be Medina Sayyam, tzarech? If the same thing is true in Eretz Yisrael, you should have just said it's stam. Avo mi Medina, le Medina, you should have just said, period, without mentioning be Medina Sayyam, you should have said, listen, hamevi, mi Medina, le Medina, period, stam, is mechoyev to say it, because there are no caravans. The ain edim mitzuyim lekaimo, but it didn't say that. It specifically mentioned Medina Sayyam. So how can you, Rabbi, give us this teretz? So Gemara says you're right. Rabbi would say as follows: La'olam, in fact, mi Medina le Medina be'eretz Yisrael nami lo tzarech. We also agree with you that in Eretz Yisrael, going from the Yehuda to the Galil or vice versa, you don't have to say before nechtam. Why not? because even though there aren't caravans going there regularly, but the Kiva and the Ika only regalim, but people go up to the Beis HaMikdash from the Yehuda, from the Galil, from the Darom, they're always going up to the Beis HaMikdash for the Shlosh regalim. So the Kiva and the Ika only regalim mishkach shilchei. So they'll eventually find people, oh, I know that guy, that I know his signature. So even though they don't have caravans necessarily going from the north to the south, but everybody goes to the Ola Regel, and therefore eventually you'll be able to authenticate the document. And therefore in Eretz Yisrael, it's different, even though there aren't caravans here, but you have Aliyas Regel. Kamar says, that's great during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, but Nebuch, Bavosin, or Rabin, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash today. What are you going to answer? Tenach, Bismash, Beis HaMikdash, Kayim. Bismash, Ein Beis HaMikdash, Kayim. Ma'ikla, Meimar. What are you going to say nowadays, Nebuch? There's no Beis HaMikdash. Bimher, Bimhein, it should be rebuilt. So what are you going to say? There aren't this Ika Ole Regalim concept that Mishkach Shriche. So Rava, you're stuck again. So Rava would answer, no. Kivan de Ika Bote Dinim de Kviye. Even though Nebuch, there's no Beis HaMikdash, but there still was a central Supreme Court, so to say, that was in Yerushalayim. Even after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, when there was still a large community of Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, so they still had a central Beis Din, and they had the peripheral Beis Din. So, since people are constantly coming to the central Beis Din, Mishkach Shlichei, it's a little bit like Aliyas Regel, and therefore it's a little bit like there are caravans, and therefore Edim Mitsuyim Lekaimo. And that's why Rava says there's a difference between Medina, the Medina Sayam, versus Medina, Le Medina, the Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so everybody survived the challenges, and we go weiter. Tanan, again, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel added, and he said, Omer, Afilu Mehegmonia Lehegmonia, even in the same city, if you have two different governments, so as I gave the example, East Berlin and West Berlin, for those that remember those days before the falling of the Berlin Wall. So you had two different governments in the same city, and you couldn't go from East Berlin to West Berlin. It was a border. So even though it's the same city, you couldn't go from one to the other. The Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak qualified, and he said, Ir Achas Hoysa B'Eretz Yisrael, there once was such a city in Eretz Yisrael, Asosios Shema, it was known as Asosios. And V'hoyu Bo Beis Hegmonios, there were two different governments over different parts of the city, and they were Makbid, you couldn't go from one to the other. It was East Berlin, West Berlin, all over again. Shoyu Makbid and Zal Zeh, and you couldn't travel from one to the other. L'fikach, Hutzuchul Omer Mehegmoni Lehegmonia, they therefore did require you to say, before Nechtam, from East Berlin to West Berlin, from this half of Asisios to the other half of Asisios. Now, that works out great, L'Rava Nicha, because he says, L'fish ain't Edim Mitzrim L'kaimo. They didn't let you go from East Berlin to West Berlin. You couldn't go from East Asosios to West Asosios, and therefore, you needed to say, before Nechta, L'Rava Nicha, works out very well. But L'Rava, this is in Eretz Yisrael. All of them are Bekiyim, B'tiv Gittin. All of them are Bekiyim, that the get has to be Lishma. So, L'Rabba Kasha, why should you have to say before Nechtam? So, Gemara says an interesting answer. Rabba Isle de Rava. Rabba holds both Shitas. Rabba holds that one of the reasons where it's applicable is Fish Ein Bekin Lishma. So, when that reason applies, you got to say before Nechtam. But it's not to the exclusion of Rava Shita. He says, you're right, I hold both. When there's a problem of Ein Bekiyin Lishma, you have to say before Nechtam. But even if there's no problem of Bekiyin Lishma, it's in Eretz Yisrael, but it's Behegmon the Hegmon, so there's a problem with caravans, there's a problem in authenticating the get. I also hold that too. Rabba Isle de Rava. So Rabba actually holds both opinions, not only one to the exclusion of the other. He says, whenever you have either reason, either Lefish Ein Bekiyin Lishma or Lefish Ein Edim Mitzrim Lekaimo, the din of before Nechtam applies. So therefore, it's not a kasha on Rabba. He holds that that's the case, the Hegmon and Lehegmona as well. Now, what then is the difference between Rabba and Rava? So Ella, my benayu. So an example of a nafkamina between the two, now that Rabba holds like Rava, would be in the following scenario. Ika benayu, the difference in nafkamina would be, das yua be tre. If two agents come and bring the get, so according to Rava, where you don't have to authenticate the get, you have no concerns of authenticating the get, because these two Edim can authenticate the get, so therefore, Rava would say, you don't have to say, before Nechtam. Whereas Rava would say, even though it's coming with two Edim, with two Shlichim, you still have the problem of Ein Bekiyin Lishma. So therefore, if it's from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, even though there are two Edim, you still would have to say, before Nechtam. That would be one nafkamina. Inami, another nafkamina would be ba'osa medina b'medina sayam, in the same locale in Chutz Laretz. So if you're within Germany, you're within France, you're within the United States, so there's no problems over here of traveling from one to the other. Ba'osa medina, medina sayam. So there's no problem, according to Rava, of ein edim tzurim l'kaimo. There's lots of travel within the same medina, and therefore, for the reasoning of ein edim tzurim l'kaimo, that doesn't apply. So according to Rava, you would not have to say before nechtam. But according to Rabba, that says not only is there the concern about the caravans, which wouldn't apply ba'osa medina, but there's still the concern of ein b'kin l'shma. So Rabba would say that even ba'osa medina, the medina sayam, you would have to say before nechtam, because of this concern of ein b'kin l'shma. So these are just two practical nafkaminas between the revised understanding of Rabba that he holds like his shita and like Rava shita, and the Rava who just holds like his shita ein edim mitzuyim l'kaimo, but he's not concerned about ein b'kin l'shma. Why is he not concerned about it? Because as we said previously, most gittim were written by sofrin, and most sofrin were b'kin l'shma, so Rava wasn't concerned about that. We ask another kashan Rabba, Tanan. We learned in the following Mishnah, on Daf Tesamad Aleph, it tells us over there, HaMevi get mi medina sayam de einu yochol lomar b'fonei nechta b'fonei nechtam. If a person brought a get from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, from medina sayam to Eretz Yisrael, and something came up, we'll have to say what came up, that he's not able to say this, but he's not able to say b'fonei nechtam. So in that situation, im yesh olav edim, if there are edim in the get, so okay, Iskayim Bechoslav, as long as we can go and authenticate those signatures, it's a valid get, even though we don't know that it was before Nechtam. Now, Bavinan Ba, so we asked on that Mishnah over there, what does it mean, the Ein Yochel Lomar? He's unable to say before Nechtam. What exactly does that mean, he's unable to say it? We turn to Hayyam Adalah. If you're going to tell me that we're dealing here with a cheresh, a person who nebach cannot speak and cannot hear, so as Rashi points out in the top, Rashi, the lav mnei deya ninhu, they're not considered mentally competent, and therefore ve'ini yicholim lasos shaliach ligarsha. So such a person is not capable of being the shaliach to bring the get. As the Gemara continues, if you're telling me Ilemo Cheresh Bari Suye Gitaho, can a Cheresh possibly be the one to bring a get? But not. We learned in the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, so it says over there, Hako Ksheir Lovi as a get, anybody's allowed to bring the get with the following exceptions. Chutz mi people that are not mentally competent in Halacha. Therefore, a cheresh, chutz mi cheresh, a shota, a person who is nebuch, not all there, he's not mentally competent, he's insane, the katan, or a child that by definition, no matter how smart he is, he's not yet a gadol, so he's not considered a bar das. So the Mishnah there says that a cheresh cannot bring a get. Can you tell me that he's unable to speak, and that's a cheresh? That can't be it. So yeah, what's the answer? So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, how am I asking, what are we dealing with in that Mishnah? It's kigon. The dealing with the scenario is as follows. He was given the get when he was a perfectly intelligent person. And the Nebuch, something happened to him. He brings the get here, and as he's about to say, he gets a stroke. Rachman al-San, something happens to him. Now he's incapable of speaking. Nebuch, he gets a stroke. He now is incapable to say before nechtam, but he was valid to bring the get. So in this situation, l'rava nicha, to Rava, it's fine. Because Rava says, you don't have to say before nechtam. If you can't, it's no big deal. We'll authenticate it with the edim inside the get. But l'rava, who says, it's not enough to just authenticate the signatures, you also have to say that it was done l'shma, so what is Rava going to say? L'rava kasha. So Gemara answers, no. Hoch my skin, you know what we're talking about? Rabbi is saying in this situation it's acceptable because we no longer are in the time period when the people in Medina Sayam aren't Bekiyim Betiv Gittin, that they're not familiar with the din of Lishma. Nowadays, already Rabbi says they are familiar with Gittin, they are familiar with the din of Lishma, and therefore, originally the din was that you had to say Fonei Nechtam, but nowadays, since they're Bekiyim Begittin, the Bekiyim Lishma, you no longer have the problem that I originally said we had. Where it says, if that's the case, Ihachi, so then Why do we have to say that the guy had a stroke? Why do we have to say that he was competent when he got the get? Hubikach, when he got the get, v'lo hispik lo mai b'funin echta funin echta, achin nischarish. Why do you have to say that? Even if he wasn't nischarish, and he just didn't say it, it should be good. Yochumami. According to this, if they're all familiar, l'achar shalomdu, so then why does he have to say it at all? So Gemara says, no. We're concerned over here that Nebuch, right now, they're knowledgeable, but maybe, unfortunately, the people will become more assimilated and they won't be knowledgeable anymore. So we make a gzeira over here that we have to go and say it even when they're knowledgeable because of a term that we're concerned that maybe in the future they won't be knowledgeable. So it then says, Ihachi and Yochanami. So then, how does it help us to say that now, L'achar Shalamdu, so they don't have to say it if the guy was Nischarish after he got here? He still have to say it. If you're saying it's a gzeira, yachzor dover likukulo, so then that applies whether he gets a stroke or doesn't get a stroke. Gemara says, no. This case of pikeach v'nischarish is a very unlikely scenario. Nebuch, a person to be healthy, is about to say, b'funi nechta, if he gets a stroke, he gets something that makes him nischarish, very unlikely. And therefore, the rabbis were not gozer, milsa de lo shlicha, it's a milsa de lo shlicha, milsa de lo shlicha lo gozer bo rabbanon. The rabbis don't make gezeras. And therefore, in this scenario, they didn't make such a gezerah. Where it says, but wait a second. The rabbis did make a gezerah that a woman has to say it. Let's say the husband sent a woman to go and be the deliverer of the get. That's extremely unlikely also. And nevertheless, utinan, we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that if a woman comes, so we also require this in funny nechtam. Even that woman herself, if the woman who's being divorced is bringing her get, she also has to say, funny nechtam. So this is also something that's not shriach, so why do we there require to say it? Somebody says, no, that's simple. We call shalo taklok mishlichus. We don't want to make any differences across the board. Every time a shliach comes, so the shliach has to say it. Moore says, if that's so, ihachi, then we should require the baal also. If the husband is the one bringing the get, baal nami, we should say that he has to say b'funi nechtam, but that's not true. We learned in the braisa, aloma tanya, then how can we learn in the following braisa, who atzmo shevi kito, if the husband himself brings the get from chutz laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say b'funi nechtam. Now, if you're telling me the shalot tachlo b'shlichus, so why do we not make the husband also have to say it? So we'll give a very practical teretz. Taima, why did we institute saying b'funi nechtam? The whole reason was Taima, my Amar Rabban Tzorech Lomar b'funi nechtam, because Dilma Ase Baal Ma'ari Reposle, because we're concerned that the husband is going to come along and say, hey, that's not a valid get. Those aren't real signatures. It's all forged, and I never agreed to divorce her. So if you don't say b'funi nechtam, so then that's a concern, as we have explained in the previous shurim. But that's when somebody else besides the husband brings it. Hashta, minkat nokit le biyadei, virure koma arale? Not even a possibility that if the husband is the one that brings the get, for him to be able to then say afterwards, hey, but it's not a valid get. You brought the get. You gave it. And therefore, there's no way you could say that it wasn't a valid get. So therefore, that concern doesn't apply with the husband. And therefore, even though we say lo tachlok bishlichus, we don't want to make a difference in all of the people bringing it, but the one exception to that rule is the husband, because there's no way he could be ma'arer on the get that he brought himself, and therefore, in this situation, the rabbis did not require the husband to say funi nechtam, but all other shlichim, they did require it, even if it was a woman, for example, the woman herself, the wife herself, which would certainly be not shliach, but shelo tachloch b'shlichos, the rabbi said across the board, that we in fact go and require the shliach to say b'funi nechtam. We went pretty far already on to the Hayom and Aleph. We'll stop over here. With this, we conclude today's share.